but they were clear that they had a lot of worth against vacuum tubes because, you know, they didn't have to have a heated element and you didn't have to draw a vacuum and all that, and they had at least a forecast of extremely good reliability, although at first they weren't very good. We used a piece of germanium, then melted indium into it for the collector on the emitter, and it was very difficult to get a precise width of the base because you had to have an extreme control on the furnaces, and that was not too good at that time. So it was a lot of, to get a good amount that worked, you had to sort through a whole barrel full and until they really, you know, started to get equipment that did more precise capabilities. By the time I joined, they were not making any point contact. I didn't even see one. I think they dumped them all out in the garbage or something. Mainly it was very simple circuits, audio amplifiers, voltage regulators, inverter circuits, and things like that. Nothing very fancy. And obviously due to frequency requirements, or I guess I'd say frequency limitations of most of them, you had a very difficult time even making a AM radio. You'd have to sort a lot of them even to get a decent thing. Yeah, they could do it, but it wasn't anything you'd want to, you know, sell to a company to build anything in volume. Yeah, we made a fair assortment of different ones. Some they were almost identical, but they changed the base width to get higher current gain and things like that. And so there was actually we'd do color codes on a lot of them to show which was a gain of 20 to 30 or something, 30 to 40 or something like that. And those were mainly used to give the people in Chicago, on auto radio people, a chance to figure out exactly what they wanted, you know, for a final production type of product. Yeah, MN stood for Motorola. That was before we hadn't registered for 2N numbers. In fact, we kept the MN for years when we would produce a product that we wanted to get to marketplace without going through the procedures of registering for 2N, which was a fairly long effort to get them sorted out and all that. So the MN was in a lot of our data sheets and on a lot of our devices.